right, and you head east. Oh, about 8 miles, this school in its, I believe, third year of existence, third or fourth year that Lakota Tech has been up here. And they've already seen some early success on the hardwood. Came out, and I believe got runner-up in the L&I here a couple of weeks ago up in Rapid City. And so stiff competition here for the Cardinals on the road tonight. And we'll see again with wins over Valentine Custer and Hot Springs. Cardinals coming in hoping to get a third straight win over a team from South Dakota. We'll see if they can do it. We'll take a break. More coming up on the pregame show next from KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
With the holiday season upon us, the Chatham Federal Credit Union has rolled out their annual Skip-A-Pay program, holiday loans, and of course, the ever-popular People Helping People. Skip-A-Pay allows you to skip a loan payment through the end of the year. Our holiday loans allow you to borrow up to $1,500 with discounted rates to make your Christmas shopping a little easier. And People Helping People, my favorite, where you can win up to $50 for fuel and $100 for groceries by bringing in your receipts. Happy holidays from Chatham Federal Credit Union.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chatham has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chatham, or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back into the Chatham Community Hospital pregame show. Let's take a look at your Chatham Lock keys to the game. John Cryle over at Chatham Lock, your dealer for lock, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And just keep riding that wave. Three straight now for the Cardinals since falling to 2-5 on the season. You get this one tonight, Mitchell on Saturday, Hemmingford. You get some winnable games here to build some momentum into the back half of the season. Can you do it? Can you ride that wave of momentum? Again, we really kind of talked Tuesday about the contributions that Chatham has been getting from players off the bench and whatnot. And again, you got A.V. Wild coming up with 6 points the other night against Hot Springs. J.C. Terman in the books, along with Lucy Richling. You're getting contributions. Can that continue for the Chatham squad? That's going to be the biggest thing. Guard the three-point line tonight. That's going to be the other one. Don't let a team like Lakota Tech get hot from the outside and keep that three-point shooting under wraps for the most part. And, again, just control the things you can. Those are our keys to the game brought to you by Chatham Lock. We'll take a break. More of the pregame show coming up on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368.
Back out here to Lakota Tech High School. Let's take a look at your Country Kitchen starting lineups, and we'll start with Lakota Tech. They'll go with Layla Robinson, the 5'7 junior. Addison Goings, the 5'7 sophomore. Shania Ferguson, the 5'4 sophomore. Jordan Walm, the 5'6 senior. And Daisy Redhawk, the 5'7 senior. For Shadron, they'll look like this, pretty typical. It'll be Jaylee McCartney, the 5'10 senior. Demi Ferguson, the 5'11 senior. Grace Pyle, the 5'8 senior. Tegan Bach, the 5'7 junior. And Tavares Salone, the 5'7 senior. So those are your starting lineups. Again, brought to you by Country Kitchen, a place like home. Check them out on 10th Street in Shadron. Went and had a pretty good breakfast there Sunday. Went to church. Went and had some Country Kitchen afterwards, and it was absolutely fantastic. So make sure you go stop into Country Kitchen. Of course, coming up at the conclusion of this one, we'll give you our Service Barbershop Player of the Game. And the Play of the Game, brought to you by Dunbar's, you design it. Again, for the Cardinals, it's McCartney, Ferguson, Bach, Pyle, and Salone. For the Tatanka, it's Robinson, Goings, Ferguson, Walm, and Redhawk. Those are your starting lineups. Shadron, coached by Kelsey Scott in her first year. The Tatanka, coached by Laura Bigrow. And we'll take our final break. Well, we're going to wait just a moment here. And you know what? We'll take our final break. We'll come back. Basketball next on KCSR and ChadRad.com.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Shadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Shadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Shadron High student athletes.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605- 716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
We welcome you back out. Lakota Tech High School, one of the students singing the national anthem, did a great job of it. And we are ready to go here. Our tip-off brought to you by State Farm Insurance and your agent, Trey Strothide. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for you. And Jeremy just happens to be the wrong height tonight because I have a railing in front of me. We're gonna manage though. Demi Ferguson's gonna jump, and she will jump against Daisy Redhawk. Redhawk listed at 5'7", Ferguson at 5'10". Balls in the air, and we are underway. Bach controls the opening tip for the Cardinals. Into the corner it goes. Saloon missed the layup. Rebound on the putback for Demi Ferguson. Shadron on the board first, and they'll come out with a press. Into the front court is Ferguson for Lakota Tech. Left wing, it goes to Goings. High post look, they'll kick it back out. Goings, one dribble, hands it off to Wong. Into the corner, Robinson. Now they'll go back inside. Nice backdoor look, the left. Left short, offensive rebound for Redhawk. And she will lay it in. Lakota Tech ties it up. Long three now from Tegan Bakken. What do you know? She picks up right where she left off against Hot Springs on Tuesday, knocks it in, and Cardinals retake a 5-2 lead. Into the front court, Vance Goings hands it off top key to Ferguson. Ferguson, the high post look, kick out right wing, three on the way from Robinson. Off the rim, the offensive rebound, putback won't go. Ball comes out to Jaylee McCartney. McCartney walks into the front court off the screen, right side, almost has it picked away, hands it off to Bach. Bach off the screen from Pyle. Saloon wants to drive baseline, leaves it underneath, it's stolen away by Robinson. Lakota Tech into the front court with Addison Goings. Right side, Robinson on the wing. Skip pass, far side, back to Goings. Shot clock down to 15 seconds. They use a shot clock, have for a long time up here in South Dakota. Inside look for Robinson. Kick in the corner. That's Redhawk. Has it knocked away. And it's going to stay Lakota Tech ball. Lakota Tech to inbound onto the wing. That comes to Ferguson, long three off the back iron. Long rebound for Grace Pyle, 5-2. Shadron leads it. We're just over 2 minutes into this first quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Bach kicks left side on the wing. That's McCartney. McCartney dribbles, looking inside. Lost it for a moment. Gets it out to Ferguson. She'll try a long three off the front of the rim. Van Robinson pushing as Ferguson far side of the floor for the dunk. Into the corner. Three on the way. That one's off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled by McCartney. Shadron has it again. Up ahead, Ferguson wants to leave it inside for Stay Alone. Shot up. Too strong. Put back blocked by Shania Ferguson. Ferguson leaves it off. Way up for Addison Goings. And it's 5-4. Cardinals lead is down to 1. Ferguson trying to split the defense. She traveled with it. Ferguson travels. Ball goes back to Lakota Tech. 3 minutes away here, opening quarter. Backcourt is going. Skip past far side. Robinson in the front court. Robinson leaves it off. Ferguson back to Robinson. She'll back it away. Get past right side going. And now a steal from Grace Pyle. Pyle just trying to catch up with the ball. Does. Kicks out Bach. Bach's going to pop another three. Got it. Tegan Bach hits a three. And Chadron has built an 8-4 lead. We'll keep it right here. Our timeouts brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. Let Tegan Westermeyer set you up your next hair appointment online or call 308-430-3686. Dean Mansion Studio, 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. And Dawes County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closings, and proud supporters of our area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan County. 8-4 your score. Tegan Bach, 6 points already, first quarter on a pair of threes. Demi Ferguson a layup, and that is Shadron's 8-4 lead right now. You have Goings, along with Red Hawk, in the books for the Tatanka. Ferguson in the front court, right wing, swings it right. That goes into the hands of Walm. Looking inside, Red Hawks, turnaround, jumper won't go, and a tie-up for the ball. And it's going to stay with Lakota Tech. I think a question about the shot clock, and it doesn't reset here. Ball comes in up top, Ferguson. High post look, that's Red Hawk. Inside for Wallen, and we have a travel. Eight to four year score, Shadron doubling up Lakota Tech right now. Here's Ferguson trying to back her way down from the side, throws it up, won't fall. Rebound, Daisy Redhawk. Out it goes Ferguson. Has it stripped away, Callie Hendrickson in for the first time tonight. She'll come away with the steal. McCartney, she goes into a three off the back rim. Ferguson with it, dribbling through traffic. Looks down low to Redhawk. She can't hit the turnaround. Looked good, just lipped off the rim. Ferguson the other way. Salone in the layup for Tavares Salone, and it's 10-4 Shadron. 3:25 to go, opening quarter. These two teams meeting for the first time last year in Shadron. Lakota Tech got a 20-point win. Chop at the end won't go. And it, oh, it did go. Kind of put a little back English on it. And Jordan Long gets the basket. And it's 10-6. Ferguson off the screen, drives left side, shot up, won't go, and she's fouled, and will go to the free throw line. Down. goes on Daisy Redhawk. That's her first. First foul of the game. Took till the three-minute mark of the first quarter. Not bad. Been a pretty up-and-down game so far. Ferguson free throw knocks it home. Shadron's lead back out to five. Kendall Carnahan and Haley Wild check in. One more free throw coming for Ferguson. On its way, got it. The Shadron lead back out to six at 12-6. Long pass Carnahan onto the wing into the corner. Redhawk skips back to Ferguson, right wing. Shadron matched up man-to-man right now. And we're going to have a foul on the floor, and that's going to go. I believe they're going to get Callie Hendrickson with it. .246 first quarter, 12-6, Shadron the lead. Goings looking for a screen, not going to hand it off. Now we're going to have an over and back on Lakota Tech. Trying to do the handoff, and it bounced off a knee and went to the backcourt. And a turnover. Ferguson to inbound it, far sideline. Ball in underneath the Haley Wild. Wild shot blocked. Ball pulled in by Hendrickson. Here's Bach. Up Hendrickson, top of the key. Carnahan left side from the free throw line. She's cut off. That's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow favors Shadron. Kendall brought that ball down, and Lakota Tech was right there with hands on it. Bach from the baseline. Inside to Wild. Shot up. She's fouled, and Haley Wild will go to the free throw line. That foul on Redhawk is her second. She's got both fouls for Lakota Tech. Free throw for Haley Wild off the right of the rim. Grace Pyle wants to check back in. Salone sits down. One more free throw for Haley Wild. On its way, can't hit it off the back of the rim. And so lane violation called on Naya Ferguson. And Haley Wild's going to get another chance at a free throw here. Free throw for Wild on its way. Can't hit. Rebound for Robinson. Tatanka have it. 2:20 first quarter, 12-6 your score. Ball comes near side right down in front of us. Wall on a high post look. Red Hawk kicks back up top. Back on the wing. Three on the way. Off the back rim. Rebound for Carnahan. Shadron has it. Here's Pyle. Wants to drive. Floater up. Too strong. Ball loose on the floor. Carnahan picked up. She can't stand up with it. Kendall went down to her to a knee to get it and then stood up with it. Once you stand up like that, that's going to be called a travel. So the turnover on Shadron here. And to fix our possession arrow, Lucy Richling checks in. Tegan Bach goes out. 12-6 your score. Shadron leads it. 6 points for Tegan Bach, 4 for Demi Ferguson, 2 for Tavares Salone. Ball comes up ahead to Wong. Wong tries middle of the lane. Reverse layup almost went, just missed. Rebound for Ferguson. Demi into the front court, right side, drives right of the lane. Shot up, little contact. Rebound Carnahan. She's going to be fouled on the way up. Shingru with the foul. That's Isabella Shingru. That's her first. Kendall Carnahan at the free throw line. And her free throw is up and down. One more free throw coming for Carnahan. Benzanese fires, can't hit. Carnahan runs down her own miss, though. Inside Haley Wild, shot won't go. Gets a rebound. Gets it rejected out of bounds. It'll stay. Chadron basketball. Richling from underneath. There's Ferguson wide open. Ferguson with six, and it's 15-6. And now steal in the backcourt for Demi. And missed the basket. She drew the foul and will get two free throws. Foul on Ferguson. Ferguson on Ferguson crime there. Demi at the charity stripe fires the first and knocks it home. Haley Wild checks out. Jaylee McCartney checks back in. Demi, second free throw, trying to get them both, and she does. She got 8 points. Substitution, Tavares Saloon in for Demi Ferguson. Minute 22 left, first quarter. Shattering the 11-point lead now, 17-6. Far side, Ferguson. In the hands, Kate Robinson, the drive. Nice little stutter step in the basket for Jordan Wall. That was a beautiful play. Little Euro step to the hoop. Drops it in, and she'll get the free throw for the end. One opportunity. And foul goes on Tavares Saloon. Free throw. Off to the right. Rebound for Lucy Richling. Richling finds Carnahan. Cardinals into the front court. Carnahan lost it. Turnover on Chadron. Here's Wallen with it straight away. Drives again. Kicks into the corner. Stutter step. Drive baseline. Blocked by Carnahan. Picked up by Richling. Pushes ahead. Here's Pyle. Pyle wants to go inside to Saloon. Trying to go reverse layup, and we're going to get two foul shots here for Tavares Saloon. Foul goes on Wall, and that's her first. Free throws for Tavares. She's got 2 points in this first quarter already. Free throw on the way. Got it. One more free throw coming. On its way. Can't hit. Rebound, Lakota Tech. Ball comes out to Ferguson. Ferguson, the floater. Can't make it. Shot clock off. Offensive rebound. Three on the way. Almost banked in. Offensive rebound. The putback for Wong. She's got 6 of the 10 in the quarter for Lakota Tech, and it's 18-10. Cardinals lead by 8. Here's McCartney. Kicks it out. Richling wants to drive all the way in. The scoop, the score for Lucy Richling. 20-10. Clock down to 5, down to 4, down to 3. Ferguson heaves it off the top of the basket, and that'll do it for the quarter. After 1, Chadron leads it 20-10. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Back in 60 on KCSR and chatrad.com.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Chadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Second quarter brought to you by Skeeter Napa Auto Parts, Hendrickson, Ferguson, Bach, Salon, and McCartney on the floor. For Shadron, for Lakota Tech, you have Changru, along with Goings. Long, shot up, won't go. Rebound pulled in by Goings. You also have Ferguson out there, along with Kate Robinson. Skip pass, right side on the wing. It goes to Long. Top of the key, Ferguson. Back into the hands of Goings. Shot clock down to 15 seconds. First possession of the second quarter here for Lakota Tech. The cut for Ferguson. Floater won't go. Got her own rebound. Kick out. Three on the way. That one's down. And that goes in for Wong. And she's up to 9 points. Drive the other end. Basket and the foul for Demi Ferguson. Demi up to 10 points. And that's going to go on Goings. Oh, 22-13, your score. Free throw. Rolls in. Demi's got 11, and it's 23-13. Ball up ahead. Into the front court, Goings. One dribble, hands off to Ferguson. Ferguson back to Goings. Right wing Robinson looks for a screen. Now she'll send it to the corner. Changru. Back to the corner. Shot clock down to 15. Shot up for Changru won't go. The offensive putback for Wong. And she's up to 11 points. Into the corner. Hendrickson long two on the way. Missed everything. Ball pulled in. Ferguson has it. Shania Ferguson for Lakota Tech, that is in the corner. Long throws it up off the window. Got it. And a timeout called as Shadron's lead is now down to 6, behind 13 first-half points from Jordan Long. We'll take a 30-second timeout brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. We're back in 30 on KCSR.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Back out, Lakota Tech High School. Lakota Tech on a little run here. They've cut it down to 6, 23-17. Coach Scott takes the 30 and talks things over. We're back underway. Ferguson kicks into the corner for Salone. Back to Ferguson, three on the way. Got it. Demi. And three more, and it's 26-17. Ferguson, kick out right side, Robinson. And we're going to have a three-second call. Checking in for the Tonkas, Aubrey Pale. Haley Wild checks back in for Shadron. 5:55, second quarter. 26-17, your score. Here's Ferguson straight away, wants to drive, kick. Salone wants to try a three. Almost got it. Haley Wild the rebound. Kicks out Hendrickson the jumper, and I think she traveled. Yep. The turnover on Hendrickson, and Chatham will give it back to Lakota Tech. 541 here. Ferguson all the way down the lane, and we're going to have a foul, and that's going to be a shooting foul on Hendrickson. That is her second. It'll send Ferguson to the free throw line, and these, well, be the second and third free throws for Lakota Tech tonight. Free throw on the way, off the back rim. One more free throw coming here. One more free throw here is Grace Pilechek's in. Free throw off. Rebound taken. Buck almost went right into trouble. Got it out to Ferguson up ahead. Pile underneath for Saloon, and she can't handle it. Pass rolls out of bounds. Ball goes back to Lakota Tech. Lakota Tech's kind of got the Texas Tech style of uniforms. If you've ever seen those, just say Tech across the chest. And the three on the way, rims in and out. Rebound offensively for Robinson. Inside look, nice backdoor look. Ferguson fade away, won't go. Rebound for Bach. Bach wants to push up ahead, and it's batted away and stolen by Ferguson and then taken by Pyle. Ferguson clearing everybody out, wants the screen, stops. Gives it to Saloon, and a foul. And two more free throws coming here for Severa Saloon. She's one for two tonight, and that's the second foul on Walm. Free throw on the way from Severa off the back rim. One more free throw here for Severa Saloon. 9-point Shadron lead, 26-17. Make it a 10-point lead at 27-17. Saloon's got 4 points. Cardinals by 10. Ferguson off the screen, stops high post. Stuck in a double team, and it's taken by Demi Ferguson. Demi into the front court, wants to take it all the way in, finds Saloon. The scoop. Can't hit the shot. The offensive rebound of the putback for Haley Wild. And it's 29-17. Shadron now their biggest lead at 12. Three on the way left wing. Won't go. Rebound Ferguson. Up ahead, Saloon. Saloon to the basket. And she's fouled again by Goings. Foul will put Saloon at the free throw line for two more. She's 2 for 4 tonight. 4:10 left first half, and Saloon hits the free throw. One more free throw coming here. On its way, got it. Substitution. Kendall Carnahan checks back in. Here's Ferguson, Shania Ferguson for Lakota Tech. Drives, kicks, right side three from Shangru on the way. Catches iron, bounces off, rebound for Ferguson. Ferguson on Ferguson in the backcourt. Here's Pyle. Pyle right side, kicks out Bach. Lakota Tech trying to pick up the defense a little bit as Tegan Bach pops the jumper just inside the three-point line. She's got 8 points, and it's 33-17. Shadron, the 16-point lead. Ferguson off the screen back to the right. Shangru, skip pass. Robinson drives. Nice layup and a foul. Layla Robinson. That's going to go on Demi Ferguson, her first. And Robinson will go for the and one here. Trying to cut this deficit back down to down to 13. Free throw on the way, rims off. Rebound for Bach, and we're going to have a tie-up. And it'll go to Lakota Tech. Inbound coming from Kate Robinson. Out of the wing, kick out Layla Robinson. One dribble, skips it back to the left. Three on the way from the wing. Off the rim, rebound for Bach. Bach up ahead, Carnahan. Carnahan back to Bach into another three. Off the rim, short. Chadron players ran into each other, missed the rebound. Lakota Tech, here's Shangru. Turn around. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound for Carnahan. Clock under 3 minutes. Here's Ferguson. High post. Spins her way in. Can't hit. And Ferguson can't get to the rebound. Ball goes back to Lakota Tech. Second quarter brought to you by Skeeter's Napa Auto. Here's Shangru, right wing. One dribble towards the baseline. Sends it back up to the top of the key. That's Ferguson. Chadron still matched up man-to-man. Ferguson drives, kicks. Robinson pump fake lefty. Dribbles inside the three-point line. Pulls it right back out on the wing. Ferguson's going to try a three. Can't hit. Rebound for Carnahan. Carnahan out to Pyle for three. Missed everything. Rebound for Ferguson. Ferguson in the front court. Stolen by Demi Ferguson. So Shania Ferguson stripped away by Demi Ferguson. Here's Bach, another three. Got it. Dagan Bach up to 11 and a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Let you know that Fire and Ice Mechanical, your ReamPro partner in Chadron, is making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a Ream unit today at 432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, it's time to warm up this winter at Scooter's Coffee with the likes of sea salt caramelicious or pistachio white mocha. Why don't you pair it with a bacon or spicy sausage breakfast burrito? And I'm going to have to convince my buddy Al Tooth here, got to get himself some of them Scooter's Coffee breakfast burritos. That's it. Oh, yeah, they're delicious. Western View Real Estate. Live and work with a Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. The Chadron Post Club American Legion, including the Sons of the American Legion, Legion Auxiliary, proud supporters of the Chadron Cardinals. And if you're thinking about roof repair, the really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing of Hay Springs. Buck 47 before halftime. 36-19, 17-point lead for Chadron here. And Cardinals, again, you've had beyond 14 points from Ferguson, 11 from Tegan Bach, and you've got 6 from Tavares Salone here first half. Shania Ferguson. Into the corner, long jumper on the way from the baseline is down for Kate Robinson. And it's 36-22. McCartney has it knocked away, gets it back. Here's Carnahan, skip past Bach on the wing. Trying to get around a screen, can't. And it should have been... it should have been knocked away and been a loose ball. And Coach Scott, I think what he's saying is she got her hand back on it and then stepped into the backcourt is my best guess at an explanation. And now Carnahan steals the inbound. Kick out Bach. Skip past McCartney. Drives into the corner. Pile another three. In and out. Rebound. Richling. The putback won't go. Fight for the rebound. On the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up, and it'll stay Chadron ball. 1 minute on the nose before half. We'll have our Chadron Insurance halftime show coming up. Shadron will take it out from the baseline here. Inside, it looks for Richland. Falling away, Lucy drops it in over the front of the rim. 38-21. Ferguson back the other way. Kick out Wong. Three on the way and out, and it'll go out of bounds. Wong with 15 points already in the first half. Ferguson's got to come out. We have Blood here. Carnahan, excuse me. Ferguson checks in. So Ferguson checks in with a minute left. Here's Box straight away. Hands it off to McCartney. McCartney skip past Demi. Left side of the floor. Back to Tegan Bach. Into another three. That one left short. Rebound for Pyle. Pyle out to Ferguson into a three. That one off the back side of the rim. We're going to have a foul on the rebound on Grace Pyle. That's Grace's first, team's third. Here in the third quarter. Clock down to 20 seconds. Shania Ferguson in the front court for Lakota Tech. Cardinals a 17-point lead. Long three for Ferguson. Doesn't catch anything and goes straight out of bounds. That was a long three by Ferguson. Clock down to 8 seconds. Here comes Demi Ferguson in the front court. Kicks right Bach into another three. Almost banked it in. Lakota Tech's going to get a rebound, and they'll just dribble it out. We'll go to half. At the half, 38-21. Shadron leads it. We'll step aside. Your Shadron Insurance halftime show is next on KCSR.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Shadron and the surrounding communities. They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The bank farmers, ranchers, and businesses trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Shadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC. Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Shadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Shadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
Lead the way. Good luck to all of our local athletes and teams. Your number one fans at CPA firm Casey Peterson LTD will be cheering you on all the way. And when it comes down to running the numbers, KC Peterson LTD is here to help you with all of your tax, accounting, audit, and assurance, consulting, and wealth management needs. In addition to serving clients in western Nebraska, KC Peterson LTD also helps clients with tax and financial matters in South Dakota and Wyoming for more than 45 years. For more information, visit kcpeterson.com.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you back in. It's the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron leads at 38-21. You count them up here. Tegan Bonk with 11 at the half. Demi Ferguson with 13 at the half for Shadron. Let me make sure again, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 13. Tavares Saloon with 6 at the half. Lucy Richling with 4. Haley Wild with 2. And Kendall Carnahan with a single point. Lakota Tech right now being led by Jordan Wall, and she has got 13 points as well. 2 points for Daisy Redhawk, two for Kate Robinson, two for Addison Goings, and two for Layla Robinson. That is where the Tatonka are at right now. And, you know, I like, you know, Mr. Altoof's up here. He's the trusty dusty bus driver tonight, making sure our kids get from point A to point B safely. And, you know, there's just a good flow in the first half. There are only 13 fouls called in the first half. And it just, they allowed things to, you know, we got halfway through the first quarter, didn't realize we're halfway through the first quarter already. So just good flow to this ball game. And, you know, you'd like to see more officiating like this, where if it's not egregious, you kind of let them play through it a little bit. And then definitely let them do that tonight. We'll take a break, come back, halftime news on the way from our KCSR studios. Stick around.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
With the holiday season upon us, the Shattern Federal Credit Union has rolled out their annual Skip-A-Pay program, holiday loans, and of course, the ever-popular People Helping People. Skip-A-Pay allows you to skip a loan payment through the end of the year. Our holiday loans allow you to borrow up to $1,500 with discounted rates to make your Christmas shopping a little easier. And People Helping People, my favorite, where you can win up to $50 for fuel and $100 for groceries by bringing in your receipts. Happy holidays from Shattern Federal Credit Union.
On the subject, credit approval.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Shattern Insurance. Shattern Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. A Pine Ridge reservation man charged in the death of his one-month-old son after an August drunk driving accident on the reservation has been granted bond despite objections by prosecutors. Sheldon Flute faces federal charges of child abuse and involuntary manslaughter of a newborn in the death of Nico Flute of injuries suffered in the August 20th crash near Lone Man. The infant's mother, Erica Weston, is also charged in the case. Prosecutors urged Magistrate Judge Danetta Woolman to keep Flute in custody, saying he's a flight risk and poses a threat to the community. The defense argued for Flute to be released to the custody of his mother, saying he's not a flight risk and doesn't pose a danger to the community as long as he doesn't have alcohol in his system. Judge Woolman called the facts in the case disheartening, but ultimately granted Flute a personal recognizance bond with the restriction of not consuming alcohol, having no contact with Weston or anyone else related to the case. The Nebraska legislature began its 60-day 2024 session yesterday with a combination of high hopes and apprehension in the wake of last year's acrimonious session with its endless string of filibusters that got personal at times. Speaker John Arch reminded the senators yesterday they had a short time to act this year, adding they must develop the ability to have passionate but civil discourse on very difficult subjects, which will take everyone's commitment to work together to craft legislation that allows the majority to govern while respecting minority input. Indication of whether that's possible could come over the next couple of weeks as lawmakers debate changes to the rules under which the legislature operates. Arch has proposed a package he hopes will hit the reset button and encourage good debate and good progress while allowing majority rule and minority voice. Conservative Rules Committee Chair Senator Steve Erdman of Baird has proposed his own set of rule changes, which are viewed as more controversial. They include eliminating secret ballots to elect committee chairs and barring the news media from committee executive sessions deciding whether bills advance. Some of the first bills introduced yesterday virtually guaranteed tensions. Omaha Conservative Senator Kathleen Koff followed through on her promise to prioritize a bill dealing with transgender students. It would limit or bar the ability of transgender students to compete in high school sports and using bathrooms and locker rooms that don't match their gender at birth. Progressive Senator Michaela Kavanaugh introduced a bill to repeal last year's law that sharply limits gender-affirming care for transgender minors and severely limits abortions after 12 weeks. And that's your halftime news update brought to you by Shattered Insurance. Shattered Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Arrow Building Center in Shadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Shadron.
Back out to Lakota Tech High School. Jeremy Anderson, Jared Furneaux back at our KCSR studios as we get set for the third quarter of action here. Shadron leading by 17, looking for their fourth win in a row. They'd get above, if they could get the win, they'd be above 500 for the first time this season. Then you get Mitchell on Saturday, Hemingford on Tuesday, and Alliance at home next Friday. So, opportunities, though, for Shadron to get some wins here in Coach Scott's first year. On the floor for Shadron, you have McCartney, Pyle, Box, Thalone, and Ferguson. For Lakota Tech, you have Robinson, Addison Goings, Kate Robinson, Shania Ferguson, and Jordan Wong. And we are ready to go. Your third quarter brought to you by Price and Schaefer Law Office, and we're back underway. And we're restarting. Not resetting the clock. We're just going with it. And we're underway in this third quarter. Ball quickly on the right wing to Goings. Now between the legs of McCartney, Lakota Tech keeps it. The turnaround scoop won't go for Robinson. And the backside defensive rebound comes to Demi Ferguson. Here's Saloon pushes it up the other end. Kick out. Off the rebound, here's McCartney, straightaway three, off the rim, rebound, Demi Ferguson, spins, loses it, no call. Could have been a jump ball, the travel, one thing or the other. And now a blocking foul, and I don't know that there's much of a foul there either. Here's McCartney from the baseline. Into the corner comes to Bach. Bach to Pyle. Thought about the three. She'll pump fake. Give it to Demi. Three on the way. Too strong. Rebound goes where? Goes to Lakota Tech. Jordan Wong comes out with it. Left wing going. Dribbles top of the key. Onto the right wing for Wong. Wong drive. Scoop shot. Can't hit. Rebound pulled in by Shadron. McCartney. Kick out. Bach wants to try a three. Left it off the back of the rim. Rebound McCartney. The putback won't go. Rebound for Ferguson. Shot up. Basket and the foul. Fouls on Layla Robinson. That's her first of the ball game.
Everything
So Demi trying the three-point play, missed the free throw. She started 5 for 5 from the free throw line in this ball game. She's up to 15 points. Here's Robinson towards the baseline, behind the back, kick to the top of the key to Walm. Shadron matched up man-to-man to the baseline. The bank shot won't go in, and Ferguson trying to save it. It's going to stay with Lakota Tech. This quarter's kind of started a little different than the first two. You know, we got through about the first 3 or 4 minutes before we really saw any fouls or anything. Good flow. This time a little choppier. Ball goes in Changru. Turn around. Won't drop. Offensive rebound. Kick out Ferguson. Into the corner. Goes to Robinson. Robinson, high post. Look for Wong. Drive shot up. She's tripped. She'll get free throws. Foul goes on Tavares Saloon. Free throw on the way. That one's up and down. Wong has 14. One more free throw. That one's off the back iron. Rebound for Demi. 2 minutes gone in this third quarter. Here's Ferguson from the high post. Leaves it off for Saloon. Jumper on the way. Got it. So, Saloon got the basket. And so now we got a blood time substitution. So that'll bring it off the bench. Aubrey Pyle. It's a couple of times I think Ferguson's had stoppage for blood here. Robinson in the front court. Lakota Tech on the right wing is Wallen, and now. And illegal touching is what that is. A player can't come out of bounds, and then you have to reestablish yourself. .42-22, 5:41 in the quarter, third quarter that is, and we have a travel. .535, third quarter, ball goes right side on the wing. That's Walm. She's had a good game tonight. She turns it over there, though. Ferguson out in front of the pack. The layup for Demi. She's got 17. On the left wing, Robinson in the corner. Walm. Skip past Shangru. Now it's lost in the backcourt. Saloon trying to go after it. She does. And missed the layup. Dakota Tech's got numbers, but can't take advantage. Wong drives in all the way, missed the layup. Up ahead, Saloon spins to the basket. Shot up, won't go. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Girls game in Crawford tonight on KBPY. Edgemont beat Crawford 55-48. .44-22 here. Shadron doubling up Lakota Tech. 4:45 to go third quarter. Layla Robinson in the front court. Hands it off. Had to switch jerseys up. Ferguson pops the three and got it. Her first basket of the night for now number 32, Kenia Ferguson. Back the other way. Bach tries to answer. Can't hit. And nobody went after the rebound. Pyle goes out. Wild checks in. Lakota Tech ball, Shadron by 19.
Sorry, I had to get a drink of water. My throat was being wonky, and now we have a tie-up underneath. And the jump ball will stay with Shadron here. Had a frog in my throat. Shangru checks in for Lakota Tech. Kate Robinson's going to go to the bench. Underneath it goes to Demi Ferguson. She got 19 now. 21-point lead at 46-25. Robinson to the baseline. That's Layla Robinson. Kick out one on the wing. Drives. Shot up. No foul call. A little bit of contact in there. And Coach or Big Crow wanting to know why there was no foul there. I could have understood it, but there was no foul call. Pass tipped, taken away. 3:25 left, third quarter. Ball comes into the hands of Ferguson. Off the screen, right side. She stops, kicks it up top. One, the three. Got it. And it's down to an 18-point game, and here's the thing. You let Lakota Tech get hot, and your lead can disappear in a hurry. Here's Ferguson. Right side to Bach in the corner. McCartney, right side of the floor, dribbles out one time. Here's Bach, hands off to Ferguson, shot clock under 20. Demi drives into the corner, Hendrickson. Haley Wild up top, Ferguson, three on the way. Missed the back rim. Ferguson trying to get a steal into the front court for Wong. Wong drives up with it. Can't hit. Rebound for Ferguson. .220 left third quarter, and we're going to have a timeout call. Timeout on the floor, 46-28, Chadron by 18. We're back in 30 on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Our timeout's brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. When Al Tooth needs his hair done, he goes to Tegan Westemeyer at T Salon and Boutique. Nebraska women in action tonight against Wisconsin. Huskers on top, 25-15. Here's the deal. I pick on Al Tooth more than anybody else in this world. And, you know, it's more so because he's just such a good friend. He is. And he takes it well. He's got a good sense of humor. From spilling popcorn and that'll be Shadron ball out of the timeout. Hendrickson to inbound it on the far side. 46-28 your score. Ball comes into Bach. Back on the left side, Hendrickson pump fake, gives to Carnahan. Here's Bach into a three off the rim. Rebound, Carnahan falling away, can't hit. Haley Wild with the left hand, can't hit, and it's going to be off of Lakota Tech. It'll stay Shadron ball. Carnahan from the baseline, underneath the Wild, shot up. Almost could have been a jump ball called. And we're going to have a foul. That's on Shangru. That's her second.
And now Haley Wild is at the free throw line. 2 minutes on the nose left, third quarter. Free throw on the way and off the front of the rim. So Haley Wild has recently changed her free throw shot. For the longest time, she shot left-handed free throws, even though she's a righty. I'm not sure how she got there. And they've worked with her to get back to right-handed free throws. Richland gets the rebound, throws it up, can't hit, goes through a pair of Tonka hands and out of bounds. Carnahan into Saloon, shot up. Won't go. Rebound for Lakota Tech. Robinson in the front court. That's Kate Robinson. Up top to Goings. Goings into the corner. Three on the way. That one's down for Pyle. And it's 46-31. Down to a 15-point deficit from set of 22. Into the corner, Carnahan kicks. Up top, Hendrickson wants to try three. Can't hit. Rebound for Carnahan. Saloon just out throwing it up, and we're going to have a tie-up. We're going to have a shooting foul. So the foul goes on Pyle. Free throw for Carnahan off the mark. I thought it was going to be a jump ball. Both players had the ball in their hands and they call a shooting foul. Carnahan missed both. Rebound for Lakota Tech. Ferguson in the front court for Lakota Tech behind the back dribble. Brings it back out top of the key. Skip pass. Left side. Inside look for Shangru. Turnaround won't go. Rebound lost. Left out. Hendrickson up ahead to Bach. Into the corner, Carnahan. Here's Bach over to Hendrickson. Inside look for Saloon. Shot up. Won't go and a foul. And more free throws. That's on a third on Shangru. 47 seconds left in the third quarter. Free throw. Up and in. And that feels like Shadron's first point in quite some time. 47-31, the lead back to 16. Free throw on the way. Got them both. 10 points for Tavares Saloon. It's 48-31. Here's Robinson, the drive. Baseline jumper, too strong. Rebound for Bach. Bach straight away, sends it left. Here's Richling. Richling, the drive, and it's going to stay. Shattering ball, 23.5 seconds left. Not sure what we're doing at this point. The officials here. Really, either way. And shot clock goes off because the possession restarts here with just 23.5 seconds left. Ball comes into Bach in the corner. Three on the way. Left it too long. Rebound for Robinson. Up ahead into the hands of Goings. Hand off to Ferguson. Clock down to 8 seconds. Ferguson with 5 seconds. Ferguson with four. We're going to call a hand check on Kelly Hendrickson. That's her third. Robinson to inbound into the corner to Robinson and a foul on Lucy Richling. That leaves 1.6, and now you have to catch and shoot, more or less. You might have time for a dribble. Robinson from the baseline. Shot up at the buzzer. Almost went. In and out it goes. And Shadron will have a 48-31 lead. Each team scored 10 points in the quarter. We're back in a minute on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
As fall turns to winter and you realize you may have slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors to bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron, or call 888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Back at the Lakota Tech, getting set for the fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western, West Hills Inn. On the floor for Shadron, you have the starting five in Pyle, Bach, Saloon, Ferguson, and McCartney. For Lakota Tech, you have Ferguson, Robinson, Addison Goings, Wong, and Kate Robinson. Here's Wong. Look inside, pass stolen by Saloon. Tavera up ahead, leaves it for Pyle. Pyle has to run it down out to McCartney. McCartney has to chase it down. Here's Bach, left wing three, too strong. And we have a tie-up. And it goes to Shadron off the jump ball. McCartney in on the wing to Pyle. Inside for Demi. Turnaround shot up. In and out. And they're going to say last touch by Lakota Tech. It'll be Shadron ball here. Ball comes into Ferguson, out to Bach. Here's Pyle on the right wing to the baseline. Stops out to Saloon. Taken away by Ferguson. Ferguson, the floater, got it. Ferguson banks at a 15-point game again. Again, Chadron led by as many as 22. Demi misses the three. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound. That goes on Grace Pyle. That's her second. Long into the front court. Trying to avoid the double team. Ferguson along three. Missed it. Rebound in the putback for Kate Robinson. And it's down to a 13-point game with 6:46 to go. Now a bump by Ferguson. That is going to be her second. Now the official's asking here on the sideline. Not sure what the conversation is about. So
they're just talking about the numbers situation. Again, Ferguson had a jersey earlier, Shania Ferguson, that had blood on it. And so they had to go swap out a jersey. As they go inside to Demme along the baseline, Tavares Salhoun can't hit. Rebound pulled in by Grace Pyle. Pyle left wing, drives, kicks. Back into the corner, Salhoun wants to try a three. Got it! Tavares Salhoun hits the triple, and it's 51-35. Back to a 16-point lead. Ball knocked away by Demme Ferguson. It'll stay Lakota Tech ball. Ball up to Ferguson. Straight away. Takes the long leaning three. Banked it in. Oh, my goodness. The straight on bank and a timeout called by Lakota Tech as they cut it back down to 13 with 6:03 left in the ball game. Timeout on the floor brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. We're back in 30 on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Out of the timeout. Again, 51-38, your score. And Chandran trying to finish this one off. Again, they've led by as many as 22. They led 44-22 here in the second half. But Chadron leaving that door open just a little bit, see if they can shut that thing, slam it. Back underway, 6 on the clock, fourth quarter, brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. Lakota Tech extending that defense, and now a turnover by Chadron. McCartney threw it away, intended for Ferguson. Ball comes into Wong. Chance to cut it down to 10 or 11. Drive to the basket, missed layup. Rebound for Demme. Demme up ahead. Has it stripped from behind, and it's going to be off of her foot. Demme said no, went off Lakota Tech player, and officials give the ball to Lakota Tech. Looked like it came down off Demi's foot. Now a steal by Pyle in the backcourt. On the floor, kicked out, and a timeout called by Chadron with 5.5 to go. Studio 308, Dean Nitch in Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 430-1723. Chadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with support of chiropractic care at Chadron Chiropractic in downtown Chadron. Johns County Title and Abstract, handling title insurance, record searches, and escrow closings, and proud supporters of area athletes in Dawes, Sioux, and Sheridan County. Thrive-In Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rustin Chadron at 430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your in-pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the know about a ring unit today at 432-6722. We're back underway. 5.5 in the ball game. Chadron by 13. Lakota Tech has cut into this Chadron lead. Cardinals haven't had as much firepower in the second half. McCartney's got to chase it down. We're going to have a foul on Wallen, and that is her third. McCartney to inbound, far side, into Bach. around the screen from Pyle, back to Pyle, middle of the floor, kick out in the corner. Ferguson wants to drive off the window, and she drops it in. Demi's got 21, and it's 53-38. Ball up ahead, Robinson. Right around the defensive. Demi Ferguson into the corner. Ball comes out. Ferguson on the left wing. Ferguson off the screen right. Stops up top. Long drives middle of the lane. Leaves it. Nice look down low. Layup missed. The putback will go for Robinson. McCartney with the Cardinal ball in the front court. Bach down the right wing. Slides it off. Pyle tries a three. Left it short. Rebound for Lakota Tech. Long. Nice backside look. Reverse layup won't go. Knocked out of bounds off the hands of Tegan Bach. Haley Wild's going to check in. Nice backdoor look intended for Addison Goings. Just couldn't put enough English on it to get it over the rim. 4:11 left in the ball game. Layla Robinson from the baseline to inbound it. Ball comes in. Ferguson's going to run it down. Ferguson pull up three. Rims in and out. Kind of a foul. That's going to go on Wall, I believe, on the push. That's her four. Long league score for Lakota Tech tonight. She's got 17. That's going to be a big one. I wonder how long if your coach or a big crow, how long you keep her on the bench. Ball inside to Haley Wild. Shot up. Got it. Haley's got 4 points, and it's 55-40. Ferguson trying to stay out of trouble. Skip pass near side. Goings on the left wing. Now without a dribble into the corner. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim for Bach. Ball comes up Ed McCartney. Left-handed shot won't go. We're going to have a foul on McCartney on the rebound. Or on Ferguson, excuse me. Three fouls on Lakota Tech this quarter. Two on Chadron. Robinson in the backcourt. Tip pass taken away by Demi Ferguson. Demi, the layup. Demi with 23 on the night. Now it's 57-40. Back to a 17-point lead, and Ferguson gets another steal. All the way in, and we're going to have a block and two free throws for Demi. That's Shania Ferguson's third foul. Demi, 5 of 6 from the line tonight. Free throw, up and in. Long back in with 3:10 to go, and you knew it wasn't going to be long that she was on the bench. Again, 17 points for her tonight. For Jordan Wong, free throw from Demi, rolls off. Rebound for Robinson. Left side, Wong on the wing. Skip pass, three on the way from Shangru. Got it. And it's back to 15 at 58-43. Block down to 250. Inside look for Haley Wild. Haley trying to dribble in, lost it, and she's fouled on the way up. Haley is 0 for 4 tonight at the free throw line. She got 4 points. Foul goes on Shangru. That's her fourth. Free throw rolls off. Kate Robinson checks in for Lakota Tech. Aubrey Pyle's going to sit down. Woo! Wild the free throw. Got it. Haley hits, and it's 60-43, a 17-point Cardinal lead. Shot up, won't go, but Wong's going to go to the free throw line after drawing the contact. She is 1-for-3 tonight at the free throw line. Hasn't scored yet in this fourth quarter. Foul goes on Haley Wild. Ian Wong, 1-of-3 tonight at the charity stripe. This one on the way. In and out, back in. Makes it 60-44. One more free throw coming. On its way, won't go. Rebound for Demi, lost it. Hold by Tegan Bach. Ball inside for Haley Wild. Drop step, kick out. Demi, short jumper. Left it short. Rebound for Shangru. Wong wants to go the other way. Lost it. Blocked down to 2-10. Up ahead, Demi. She lost it. Sloppy ball control by both teams right now. Here's Shangru, wants to try another three, missed back rim. Rebound for Demi. Clock down to a minute, 45. Here's Ferguson off the right side, the handoff. See if Shadron runs through some clock. Demi to the baseline, drives underneath. And they're going to get Demi with the push off of the forearm. Saloon's going to check in as well. She's going to go in for Haley Wild. Minute 36 on the clock, 16-point Shadron lead. Trying to get 6-5 on the season. Here's Ferguson for Lakota Tech. All the way in, the layup. Ferguson with 10 second-half points after being held scoreless in the first half. Down to a 14-point game. Hendrickson double-teamed. And we're going to have a timeout called by Shadron. 14-point lead. Minute 14 left here to go in this ball game. Again, girls scored a pass along Edgemont. Girls down Crawford tonight, 55-48 on our Kohler's Law scoreboard. Want to let you know that it's time to warm up this winter at Scooter's Coffee with the likes of a sea salt caramelicious or pistachio white mocha. Pair it with a bacon or spicy sausage breakfast burrito. Western View Real Estate, live and work at the Western View. Find their current listings online at westernviewrealestate.com. Post 12 American Legion, including the Sons of the American Legion and the Sons of the Legion Auxiliary, proud supporters of the Shadron Cardinals. And Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind than Joe Peters Roofing in Shadron. So out of the timeout, Shadron ball. Timeout's brought to you by T Salon and Boutique. Up top, Bach trying to avoid a turnover and a foul on Ferguson. That's her fourth. Minute 8 left, and we're going to have free throws. Tegan Bach at the free throw line. She had 11 points on the first half, hasn't scored here in the second. Free throw up and in. One more free throw for Tegan Bach. Got it. 62-46, clock down to a minute five. Chadron looking to go to 6-5 on the season. Here's Walm. Drives all the way in. Scoop shot won't go, and she's fouled by Jaylee McCartney. That's Jaylee's first foul. Walm to the free throw. She is 2-for-5 tonight. With 59 seconds left, 2 here. That one's short. Second free throw on the way here for Walm. Missed that one. Rebound to Lakota Tech. They rebound the miss. Now we're going to have a foul. That's going to go on Hendrickson. That's her fourth. And now two free throws coming for Lakota Tech. Ferguson at the free throw line. Free throw. Up and down for Schneif. Ferguson. Down to a 15-point game. Second one on the way, left short, rebound for Bach. Up ahead to Hendrickson. Back to Bach, back to Hendrickson. Cardinals trying to keep away here. Hendrickson without a dribbler, Bach. Over to Ferguson inside for Saloon. Shot up, won't go. Rebound comes out. Here's Wong, lost it on the floor, picked up by Lakota Tech. The drive by Goings, reverse layup, can't hit. It's Castell, Lakota Tech basketball with 25.9 left. Ball comes into Goings on the corner. Here's Ferguson. Stops, pops the three off the rim backside. Rebound for Saloon. The Cardinals can run it out here if they so choose. Here's McCartney to Demi. On the wing, back to McCartney, clock down to 8, down to 7. Cardinals are going to get their fourth straight win and go to 6-5 on the season. Your final score is 62-47. Your postgame show's next on KCSR and ChadRad.com. Stick around.
Why do all furniture ads sound like a sports commentator? You know, touchdown on prices. We're kicking out the competition. Everything must go, go, go. No, that's just not them. Just your everyday folks trying to get you comfy at home. And if they can help you score a deal on a recliner or sofa, is that a foul? If so, then penalize them. Call them fanatics. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance. They're not fanatics, just fanatical about where your story begins.
Modern Farm Equipment is a well-established farm machinery dealership with deep roots here in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, Tri-State Corner. Your authorized New Holland dealer, Modern Farm has the selection in inventory, parts, and services while being staffed with factory-trained technicians and knowledgeable parts and salespeople. Modern Farm Equipment on East Highway 20 in Gordon. Give them a look online at modernfarm.com or call 308-282-2368. Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Butler Ag Equipment Post Game Show. Butler Ag. Premium products, premium dealer support. Experience the Butler Ag difference.
We welcome you into the Butler Ag Equipment postgame show here on KCSR and Shadrad.com. Final score tonight, 62-47. Shadrad wins their fourth straight and gets a 6-5 on the season with road trip to Mitchell and Hemingford coming up. And then a home game with Alliance a week from tomorrow. So the Cardinals a chance here to, again, build some more momentum, keep some things going, and like I said, we'll see how it goes. We're going to run through our numbers when we come back on KCSR.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello, and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
At the Eye Company, Dr. Jordan Stevens and her staff aim to be different. Different because they see their patients as family. Different because they will never settle with mediocre. At the Eye Company, they're continually trying to improve all aspects of the eye care they provide. From your eye examination to their diagnostic equipment and even their frames and lenses, they strive to provide excellent patient care and customer service. Stop by their office at 139 West 3rd Street in Shadron or call 432-2200 to experience eye care at its best.
Back out to Lakota Tech. Let's run through the numbers for Lakota Tech. Well, let's start here. It was 20-10 Shadron after one, 38-21 at the half, 48-31 after three, 62-47 the final. Shadron had a lead by as many as 22. And Lakota Tech got as close as 13 in the second half. Lakota Tech led by 16 from Jordan Wallen, 11 from Shania Ferguson, 4 points from Kate Robinson and Layla Robinson. Aubrey Pyle with three, as was Isabel Shangru. She had 3-2 for Addison Goings. The Tatanka went 3 of 12 at the free throw line, knocked down 6 threes tonight. Shadron led by 25 from Demi Ferguson, 13 apiece for Tegan Bach and Tavares Sayaloon, 5 from Haley Wild, and a point from Kendall Carnahan. Cardinals went 16 of 24 free throw line and knocked down 5 threes. We'll have our player of the game play of the game when we come back on KCSR.
The Butler Ag Equipment team in Shadron is here for all your parts, service, and equipment essentials. Whenever you need them, whether you're a farmer, rancher, or have some acreage or a hobby farm to take care of, they're here to make your life a little easier. Stop in and say hello, and check out their expansive lineup of brands like Massey Ferguson, Fendt, and Horse, just to name a few. You can count on the Butler Ag team all season, any season. Butler Ag Equipment, 6080 West Highway 20 in Shadron, or call 308-432-5593.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges in the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Homestead Bank is proud to serve Shadron and the surrounding communities. They take pride in the fact that so many ranchers, businesses, and consumers have trusted them with their financial needs for over the past 100 years. Their common sense approach to banking has helped them to stay fiscally strong. As a result, they've continued to grow with the communities around them. The bank farmers, ranchers, and businesses trust. If you're looking for a financial partner, come to see Homestead Bank in downtown Shadron. Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Member FDIC.
back out here one final time. Let's pick our service barbershop player of the game. That's going to Demi Ferguson. 25 points for Demi tonight, and scored at least 5 points in each quarter. Just an impressive performance for Demi Ferguson tonight. And my play of the game is going to go to Tavares Saloon's three-pointer. She's been trying this season, trying, and finally got one to go down tonight. And that is our Dunbar's You Design It play of the games. The Cardinals get a solid win here on the road tonight. Again, now 6-5 on the season. They've won four straight. And we'll see if the Cardinals can keep this momentum rolling. Thanks to Jared Furneaux back at our KCSR studios. We'll talk to you Saturday from Mitchell. It'll be a boy-girl doubleheader. Again, we'll have it here on KCSR and Shadrad.com. So for Jared Furneaux, I'm Jeremy Anderson. This has been Cardinal Basketball on KCSR. Good night, everybody.
Hilltop Lanes at 10th Street in Chadron has rolled out some new hours. Now on Tuesdays through Fridays, the kitchen will be open from 11 to 2 p.m. Stop in and try one of their daily lunch specials or browse through a menu packed with delicious eats. If bowling is more up your alley, drop in on Tuesday evenings from 5 to 9 p.m., 5 to 11 p.m. on Wednesday through Friday, and 3 to 11 on Saturdays. That's Hilltop Lanes in Chadron, open for lunch Tuesday through Friday, and the best game of bowling you've ever had. Call 308-432-5263 to reserve your lane today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chadron is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chadron cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're involved in. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, your hometown, home-owned business. Do it best with Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 Shadow.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrad.com.
KCSR weather.
Look for cloudy skies tonight, a low around 18, and southwest winds should be light. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of snow throughout the day. Mostly cloudy otherwise, your high in the upper 30s, and west winds around 10. And a low chance of showers again that night. Blustery west winds as high as 20 and a low around 18. Saturday should be mostly sunny. Your highs again in the mid-30s with northwest winds as high as 15.
never torn apart.
Mama, she raised four little children, and her family had a good name. And Papa and Mama wanted all for us they never had. Big brother, little brother, and sister too, none of them turned out half bad. Except me, I'm the black sheep of the family. Big brother went to college and became a doctor, man. I guess he makes about $1 million a year off the folks on insurance plan. He's got a big, long Mercedes Benz and a house overlooking the town. He sits in his jacuzzi and he watches the sun go down. And he feels real sorry for me. I'm the black sheep of the family. On a two-room shack, my wife, she waits on tables, and at night she rubs my back. And I tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off a highball train. Oh, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to play. Little sister married a banker, yeah, he owns a country club. He bought her a big old racing horse and a funny looking little dog. He buys her big rings and diamonds and a brand new Japanese yacht. And they like to get together and talk about all the things they've got. But they never mention me. The black sheep of the family. Yeah, I drive me a big old semi truck. I'm making payments on a two-room shack. My wife, she waits on tables, and at night she rubs my back. And I tell her what my papa said to my mama when he got off a highball train. Wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray. Sailor woman, wake me up early, be good to my dogs, and teach my children to pray.
Covering Dawes County and beyond, we're Stereo AM 610 KCSR. KCSR.
She can't bring herself to say. There's something dying deep in her heart. I feel it when I touch her hand. So I tell her a lie when I tell her I understand. But inside of a single rhyme, and suddenly it occurs to me she's trying to say goodbye. So I give her a smile and tell her that I'll be all right. Ooh, but inside I die a little each day. Inside slipping away. Inside, if she knew I hurt this way. Inside, she'd find a reason to stay. And so I must keep this broken heart down deep inside. Sometimes love will slip away. It's hard to say just why. Is it something that's said, or is it instead something that just simply dies? Inside, inside, inside. If she knew I hurt this way, she'd find a reason to stay. And so I must keep this broken heart down deep inside.
There's a point when you cannot walk away, when you have to stand up straight and tall and mean the word you say. There is a point you must decide just to do it cause it's right. That's when you become a point of light. There is a darkness that everyone must face. It wants to take what's good and fair and lay it all to waste. And that darkness covers everything in sight until it meets a single point of light. is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man. There are dreamers who are making dreams come true, taking time to teach the children there's nothing they can't do. Giving shelter to the homeless, giving hope to those without. Isn't that what this land's all about? One by one, from the mountains to the sea, points of light are calling.
Start your mornings with Jeff Wing, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on AM 610 KCSR.
KCSR weather.
Look for cloudy skies tonight, a low around 18, and southwest winds should be light. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of snow throughout the day. Mostly cloudy otherwise, your high in the upper 30s, and west winds around 10. Then a low chance of showers again that night. Blustery west winds as high as 20 and a low around 18. Saturday should be mostly sunny. Your highs again in the mid-30s with northwest winds as high as 15.
This place is too damn lonesome. Think I'll change and go out for a while. On second thought, where can I go with a closet full of dresses out of style? It's another night of TV or another night of nothing on my hands. I gotta change my way of thinking. Stop thinking I'm still married to that man. Suddenly single, it's hard to break old habits, good or bad. If I wasn't over 30, I just might move back in with mom and dad. I should call on some old flame, but oh, it's not as easy as it sounds. My body says I need someone, but my heart ain't ready for someone right now. Maybe in the morning I'll wake up and see the light. Small consolation, Lord, for the way I feel tonight.
suddenly single. It's hard to break old habits, good or bad. If I wasn't over 30, I just might move back in with Mom and Dad. Suddenly you're suddenly
classics, stereo AM 610,
KCSR.
Two young lovers with their bodies on fire. They can swim that river of desire, leaving innocence there on the bank by their clothes. A man holding on to a woman letting go. There's a man with a bottle on the other side of town, swimming with a memory that he can't drown. Lord, it ain't sucking that she ain't coming home. Oh, man holding on to a woman letting go. His heart is telling him to hang on for dear life. It's deep down he knows she's letting go for good this time. There's a daddy walking his daughter down the aisle, fighting back tears and forcing a smile. Over 22 years he's watched her grow. A man holding on to a woman letting go. In the Hill Valley home, there's a feeble old man, and he's holding on to a fragile old hand. And the angels are coming to carry her home. Now he's a man holding on to a woman letting go. His heart is telling him to hang on for dear life. 'Cause deep down he knows she's letting go for good this time. Two young lovers with their bodies on fire, aching to swim that river of desire, leaving innocence there on the bank by their clothes. Oh, man holding on to a woman letting go. Man holding on to a woman, woman letting go.
Live local news at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. on AM 610 KCSR.
When the fires of 2006 and 2012 threatened lives in the KCSR listening area, our staff worked overtime to make sure our listeners stayed informed and safe with live broadcasts throughout the day and night. When the blizzard of October 2013 hit, KCSR was there again, providing information for emergency resources and cleanup. When disaster strikes, keep your radio tuned to Stereo AM 610 KCSR. More than just a radio station, KCSR is proud to be a part of the community.
Northwest Nebraska's only locally produced program dedicated to the great outdoors of the region, Panhandle Afield.
Panhandle Afield, a weekly program about Western Nebraska's great outdoors.
Join Justin Haig as he discusses the wildlife, the land, and the places that make Northwest Nebraska and the Panhandle the wonder that it is.
Time outdoors is time well spent.
Panhandle Afield. Saturdays at 7:50 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. on AM 610 KCSR, brought to you by the Nebraska National Forest and Grasslands.
Tom plows runs his parking lot on temperature Tuesdays.
Take that, snowdrift. With great horsepower comes great responsibility.
Every Tuesday in January, the temp at 6 a.m. is the price you pay for an original Runza sandwich when you buy fries and a medium drink.
And every Tuesday, the drive-thru will be drivable.
Thanks, Tom. Not all heroes wear capes.
I'm wearing one.
I know. Temperature Tuesdays are back, and Runza makes it all better.
KCSR Weather.
Look for cloudy skies tonight, a low around 18, and southwest winds should be light. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of snow throughout the day. Mostly cloudy otherwise, your high in the upper 30s, and west winds around 10. Then a low chance of showers again that night. Blustery west winds as high as 20 and a low around 18. Saturday should be mostly sunny. Your highs again in the mid-30s with northwest winds as high as 15.
Want to stay in the loop when you're out of the area? You can listen to KCSR from anywhere you can get internet. Visit shadrad.com to listen live on our KCSR online stream.
Walk away still loving you. Well, I give anything if you love me. Some things just ain't meant to be. Can't say it's all been time lost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. I know wrong was built in a day. There's a lot of good memories in my way. And if I had it all to do over again, wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better off. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. From my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better off. A better man, better off. A whole lot better off.
Sitting cross-legged on the hood of the Ford, filing down her nails with an emery board, talking to her friends about people they knew and all of the things the young girls do. When she said, "You see that guy in the baseball cap? I'd like to spend some time with a boy like that." But Betty said, "I've seen him at the hardware store. I think his name is Billy. I'm not sure." As they talked a little while, he passed by. She smiled at him, he just said hi. But he was thinking to himself as he walked away, "Man, I'd like to find a girl her someday. Young love,
yeah, these ties will bind young love. Well, she just couldn't stop herself from thinking about him at a store downtown. She saw him again. She had both hands full. He held open the door. She said, "My name is Billy. I've seen you before. Can I help you with these? Can I give you a ride? Can I take you out on Saturday night?" She didn't have to say what she was feeling inside. He could see the answer shining in her eyes. Young love, strong. It's a new love. They're gonna make it through the hard times and walk off those lines. Yeah, these ties will bind young love. Well, from that day on, he couldn't keep them apart. They were side by side and heart to heart. Her mama cried as Billy slipped the ring on her hand. And when the baby was born, she was crying again. Well, he worked real hard and put some money down on a little old house at the edge of town. And that night as he held her, he couldn't believe that God had made a girl that he'd never ever leave. Young love, strong love, true love, it's a new love. They're gonna make it through the hard times and walk off those lines. Yeah, these ties by young love. She was sitting cross-legged on the hood of the Ford, filing down her nails with an emery board.
Lending a hand to the community where our employees live. We're Stereo AM 610 KCSR.
KCSR.
Hearts burning like they were on fire. Changing our love to desire. Babe, my heart is screaming to say, girl, we got to go all the way. I need more of you, changing my rain into sun. More of you, putting my blues on the run. I need more of you, darling, I need more of you. More, anything less wouldn't do.
We ain't been together too long. Strange, how did our love get so strong? There's nothing to keep us apart. We got to catch up to our hearts.